Blog Talk Radio.
When my hope and strength is gone, you're the one who calls me on. You are the light. You are the fight that's in my soul. Oh, your resurrection power burns like fire in my heart. When water's dry, I lift my eyes up to your throne.
Conquerors. We definitely are. How are you guys? That is Rin Collective, an amazing band from overseas, and I really enjoyed them. They're actually out of Scotland. And so Rin Collective, man, putting it down, we are more than conquerors. And I pray that we all understand that God has got us, and we are being blessed by the best. And so I want to say hello to all of our listeners, to all of our friends, people that you know, that love the Lord and just want to hang out and praise Him and you know, just be a part of what God is doing and stuff. And He's doing so many things, and I'm so blessed to be a part of the kingdom of God. Just, you know, and it's just beautiful just watching God do what He has to do to bless us in the storm. He's blessed me in so many different ways that I can't even begin to tell you because it would be overwhelming. I mean, it's just so much stuff that God has done for me, and I know that you guys have your own stories, and you know what the truth is and stuff. So, you know, but it's beautiful. And just to give you an example, you know, I lost my little cousin, but I'm still here today to tell you that we're celebrating him today, and we're going to have a great time celebrating him because we trust that he's in a better place, and he's good, and he's out of his sick body, and he's, you know, so to be absent of the body is to be present with the Lord. And so we're so happy for him that, you know, he could be there. Because as he was getting older, he was getting sicker. And so, you know, God knows when enough's enough. And so, and that's the good thing about having a God that you can trust. Because at some point, you have to come to that conclusion yourself, right? God knows. God knows, just like we said about our parents. Only when we were older, not when we were kids. We were like, they don't know what they're talking about. But even more importantly, I just wanted to just run a few things by you as we're getting into our music and stuff. And say thank you, first of all, for being a blessing to the show. Hi, Debbie. Debbie's in the house. Debbie Reynolds, much love, sweetheart. Be kind to others, but remember to be kind to yourself. And that's on the flyer. Thanks, Greg. It's really important that we remember to be kind to ourselves. It's very easy for us sometimes to not be kind to ourselves. For example, when God has forgiven us for some things that we may have said or we have done, and when God's willing to do that, to forgive us, who are we to not forgive ourselves, right? And a lot of times we don't. A lot of times we keep beating ourselves up, and we can't get past what we did or said, and, you know, we're just so frustrated that we can't get past it, and we continue to beat ourselves up and never really stand up straight and be okay with it. But if we remember we're humans and we're going to make mistakes, you know, the most important thing that we can do is when we make a mistake is to ask for forgiveness. But sometimes we need to come to ourselves and say the same thing, like, you know, I'm sorry I put you in this situation, Wardell. You know, I'm sorry I you know, this other spirit misled me, and I apologize. And, you know, and then we need to be able to say it's all good because God's in control. And if God can forgive me, why can't I forgive myself? And, you know, there's other things like we the way that we take care of ourselves, that's really important that you are good to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Treat yourself. You know, how can we take care of others and love God and love others when we can't even love ourselves? it has to start from right here. Right here, right? Because people can see. They can see. They can witness themselves if you care about yourself or not. They can look at you and tell. They can tell by the fruits of your labor. You know, they could see, you know, the kind of friends that you that are around you, you know. And you know that story, show me your friends and I'll show you your future, right? You know, you got to be careful, not the story, but the saying. Show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Please. People can, they're aware of that and they're watching you. Your friends are watching you. Your enemies are watching you. God's watching you. Your mate is watching you. So be good to yourself because the eyes are on you. And so if you have intentions of doing good for others, be good to you. Try to eat healthy. You know, try to work out a little bit if you can. You know, take care of your body. You know, try to be encouraging to others. You know, try to just love on Christ in a way that you don't feel embarrassed. Just be you. Just be good. Just be kind. Just be willing to participate in the world of life, you know, and be a good student at it. Be the best student that you can possibly be. I mean, you know, nobody's going to be mad at you for trying. You may have some people jealous of you, but no matter what you do, you will have that. So that's why you have to move forward in looking after yourself, taking care of yourself, being kind to yourself. Find yourself a good mate. Find you somebody. Don't just settle for somebody that's beating up on you all the time and make you feel less than. Be good to yourself and move on. Say that was, you know, okay, I experienced this and it was nice trying, but I deserve more. I deserve better. No, you don't. Yes, I do. I deserve better because we're better. You can be better. Because sometimes people can force you to do things you don't want to do, you know, but we are still human. And so we're going to fall short. Periodically, we're going to do things that we shouldn't do. Even when you're being good to yourself and kind to yourself, you still are in a situation where you can really hurt yourself. We are like we're flying our plane. We are the pilot of our own plane. And if we don't pay attention, we could have a crash landing. And we could hurt all of our passengers, all the people that love us, that's all there with us, that care about us. We could hurt all of them if we don't pay attention. And we have to pay attention. We have to pay attention to how we treat ourselves. I know we always talk about, you know, be kind to people and be kind to, you know, and love God and love people. I talk about that a lot. But we have to remember that we are so important ourselves. And so that's all I'm saying to you is, you know, don't forget you in the process. And it's okay to be selfish when it comes to making sure you're okay. It's nice to be selfless, but not all the time. Sometimes you got to be a little selfish. Sometimes you have to, you know what? Listen, I need to not do this today. I'm going to do something else. I got to, you know, or I need to eat right now. Is this, you know, or I need to go to sleep right now because I don't want to be exhausted when I get up in the morning to go to work. Sometimes you got to be selfish and take care of you. And your friends can be saying, "Oh, come on, you don't have to go to bed, man. I want to do this. I would love to. But I got to be kind to me. I know how I'm going to respond. I'm going to have an attitude at work. I'm going to be mean to people if I don't get enough rest. And I don't want to do that." So indirectly, by being kind to yourself and taking care of you, you're taking care of your friends and your clients as well. Right? So I just pray that we just somehow understand that God, like we are with our loved ones, we're watching them. We see, you know, so much stuff going on in life, and sometimes we think that, you know, we're not important and God don't see us and what we're going through doesn't matter because there's so much stuff going on. But God, he sees us through his, he can see us just like we use our we can subliminally see and feel things, and or our, like sometimes I see things that I'm not even looking at, right? I know it's there. Right, I know what's happening, and I can feel it. I understand. Well, God's like that with us all the time, all the time. He knows we're there. He created us, and so don't feel like he don't matter, and what you're going through doesn't matter to him. It does, and we have to. That's called the peripheral vision. It's our peripheral vision that, you know, you can see things, but you don't have to be looking at it. It's that's what God. He don't have to look at it. He don't have to. He has a bunch of children. There's a lot of us. He loves us all equally. And it's hard to imagine, like, how could he love all of us? That's because we are just human. We have no idea. How did he make the universe? Look at that. Lord have mercy. How did you do that? Well, same thing. How can he love all of us? Because he's God, and we're not. And when we recognize that, we'll be better. But we're always trying to compare ourselves to God, but we can't. We can't. All right. So anyway, I want to get into the music thing, but it's just I just wanted to like start the show off with just reminding you of how important it is to be good to yourself and remembering how good you are. And this man on this next song that I'm going to play, he says that even if you don't, I'm going to love you anyway. See, because sometimes we want certain things in our lives and you know, but we have to, if we could just recognize that God is in control, and if you're trusting, you have to trust him in everything. That's why he says, come to me with all your needs. All your needs, your financial needs, your relationship needs. You know, I mean, just whatever it is, your physical needs, your psychological needs, whatever it is, we have to at some point turn it over and give it to him. And then once you give it to him, let it go. So here, God, can you please fix this? I trust you. If you really mean I trust you, then you can let it go. And I know it's hard, right, to let go of some things, but you got to let it go and say, I trust you. And even if you don't give me what I'm praying for, I still trust you and I still love you because you know better, just like my parents knew better when I would keep asking for candy, more candy, more candy. No, 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 no. And you get frustrated, like, oh, why, you know, and then you try to sneak it and all kind of stuff and get yourself in trouble. You know, next thing you know, your teeth are falling out your mouth, you got cavities because you didn't listen. And they were trying to tell you. And so if God doesn't give you what you're asking for, it's because he knows better. Just like I asked him when my little cousin died, please don't let him go. Please let him stay here. Please let him be a representative of your miracles and make a miracle happen and allow him to come back. Oh, that would have been beautiful for me. But that's for me. That's not what God wants. At least I was smart enough at the very end, after I prayed that, I said, but God, let your will be done, not mine. Let your will be done. You know my heart's desire. See, we have a hard time of letting go as human beings. We have a very hard time, difficult time of letting go. But you know that saying, let go and let God. We have to apply that thought to our actions. And once we do that, we can get by. Once you do that, you can get by. So I want to play a couple songs for you. One of the songs is Even If You Don't, the one I was talking about. And the other song is Lean Not on Your Own Understanding. It's not about what you always think, but trust the creator of the universe. Trust God and not be so hard, like you think that you know more than God, because you don't. We don't. All right? So just kick back, relax, and thanks for tuning in today. Soul Out Records Radio. We really love all you guys and appreciate you guys, and we thank you. And I see, I guess, I think I have some messages I got to read. So I'm going to play a couple of songs and read these messages, and then we'll be right back, right? But listen to the lyrics. Really listen to, I mean, it's nice to be into the grooves and all that kind of stuff, but I want you to listen to the words of these songs. They are absolutely a blessing. And so please take time out and to really listen to the words. All right, here we go. Mercy Me on Soul Out Records Radio.
They say sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. And right now I'm losing bad. Stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be alright. But right now, oh right now, I just can't. It's easy to sing when there's nothing to bring me down. But what will I say when I'm held to the like I am right now? I know you're able and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. They say it only takes a little faith.
Oh, Oh,
on. Come on and meditate. Meditate with me right now. Meditate with me in Jesus' mighty name. Trust that God is going to bless you right where you are. Whatever you may be going through, do not feel insecure about who you are. You were made by the creator of the universe. God loves you, and you have to trust that. I'm asking you to trust him. He loves you so much. He really loves you, guys. And you just have to believe that in your heart of hearts. Where did you come from? One day you opened your eyes and you were here because you came from another dimension and you are now here. And you realize, I'm here. Who am I? And you learned from your parents who you were. They reinforced that on you. And so now as you're growing up and you're becoming who you are, you need to know who you belong to. You belong to the creator of you and the heavens and the earth. Oh man, how blessed you are. Lean not on your own understanding. My life is in the hands of the maker of heaven. Thank you, God. Thank you so much. See, this is it, guys. You have to trust him. When I said you got to do your best to learn how to love yourself, you have to know this, that if I give it all to you, God, if I give it all to you, I'm trusting that you are going to make something beautiful out of me. Out of me. Who am I? Why do I think that God's going to make something beautiful out of me? Who am I? We are children of God. That's who we are. And we need to be confident in it. Just like we knew our parents were our parents, we need to know that God is our God. And that he loves us, and that he created us, and he used our parents to bring us into the world, to be a blessing to the world. And then we go back to him when our mission has been done. So you have to trust that he is going to make something beautiful out of you, because you are beautiful. We are beautiful. I don't care what anyone else says. Only believe what God says. So just meditate with me on the word. Please meditate. Meditate and love on Christ. Come on, because he loves you. Meditate.
Choose to say, blessed be.